This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. Rhea Hughes is here. John Ritchie is here. Richie Rich. Tom's supposed to start, right? Do you want to speak?
Yeah, man.
Now's your turn to speak, right?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, John.
Sand tiger shark babies have teeth while they're in the womb. And sand tiger shark babies, their mom has two womb chambers.
Okay.
And the first baby that's born with the teeth in each chamber eats all of its brothers and sisters, every other embryo in that chamber, so that sand sharks give birth to two pups every time they give birth.
Happy
every
Mother's
2
Day.
Years, it's
seriously,
two pups.
So it's like survival of the fittest within the
womb. In each womb, you've got survival of the fittest, and then that one that ate all of the others is the only one that's born.
Well, that's a real.
And there's two time.
That's an extremely morbid way to start the show today,
well,
John.
Yeah, I guess that is. Well, or interesting.
Again, right,
fascinating.
As Rhea mentioned there, right after Mother's Day, you know, we have this.
Right after Mother's Day, we talk intrauterine cannibalism.
This great celebration of mothers and birth and everything, and you come back with sand sharks eating each other.
That's pretty amazing.
Eating their siblings.
Two pups every time.
Wow. I mean, that is, yeah, I don't really know where to go from there. Hopefully that's the most negative thing we get throughout the show today.
Well,
I doubt
the
it.
Baseball, the Phils are no longer providing us with negative fodder.
There's nothing negative there, and there's a lot of things we'll get into throughout the course of the show today. We will get to the Sixers. Huge night, franchise-defining night for the Sixers tonight with the NBA draft lottery, but we will start with the Phillies. If you stayed up late last night, Phillies win again, 3-0. Zach Wheeler, tremendous. The bullpen comes in, they do the job. Kyle Schwarber. I mean, at this point, what can you say about Kyle Schwarber?
Extend him now.
Yeah. I mean, that price. I don't know. If you're Dave Dombrowski at this point, do you get a little mixed emotions as you see Kyle Schwarber hit two more bombs last night? He's up to, what, 13 on the year? 14 now? Okay, 14 home runs on the year. Because that price is just going up by the minute with Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber, I was amazed to learn this morning, is 32 years old. I did not realize Kyle Schwarber was only 32 years old. This guy has achieved a ton. To be only 32, yeah. We need to get him locked up in the very near future. There is no doubt in my mind. There is no drawback. This guy is the ultimate leader. He has shown us that he can change. He can transform his game as the team needs him to. He has grown. He has gotten better as his approach has been refined. And, man, he's the ultimate clubhouse guy on top of it all.
Well, yeah, and it's incredibly impressive. And if you want to get in, start show, 215-592-9494, your reactions to the Phillies weekend and the Phillies road trip, because you look at what they've done here. They go 5-1 on the road trip. They go down to Tampa. They sweep that series in what was, I mean, really entertaining games. The offense got going. They scored 8 runs in the first game, 7 in the final two. Then this weekend, bad performance Friday night. Aaron Nola gets lit up a little bit. Offense doesn't do anything, but you bounce back. Ranger Suarez, shutout performance Saturday. Zach Wheeler in the bullpen combined for it last night.
It looks like Bryce started to do some stuff on Saturday.
He's starting to get going a little bit. He hit a homer, and you look at this team, and I want to know some people's biggest takeaways, because here's mine, is I believe this team is the clear favorite to win this division at this point. I think you look at the standings, they're still
the
one game... They're
still
the clear favorite. They're still one game back in the Mets.
Clear favorite.
I think they're the clear
division.
Favorite. Look at this, John. Now explain. Let me make my case real quick.
They're really good.
Bryce Harper
the
hasn't
Mets
gotten
are really
going
good
yet.
Too.
Bryce Harper hasn't gotten going yet. The bullpen is improving. The starting rotation is now full. The starting rotation is healthy, and we got a chance this weekend to see what that looks like when Ranger Suarez, who's probably your fifth starter, goes out there, gives you the kind of outing he gave you Saturday. You got Zach Wheeler Sunday. There is no break for these teams. And I think you look at it over the course of a full season, the Mets are not going to be able to sustain that pace. They don't have the kind of pitching the Phillies do. The Phillies starting pitching makes them almost immune to any significant losing streak. Mm-hmm. And you look at all the things that still need to get going. Like we said, Bryce Harper's hitting what, like 230?
Well,
he hasn't gotten going yet.
We're a quarter of the way through the season, and Bryce has been stinky Bryce. It's nowhere close to the Bryce that we expected we'd get. And the team is still a game and a half out of first in the division. So in that respect, I can't say I'm certain they're the favorite to win it. I think you might be getting a little ahead of yourself here, Tom. We are looking good right now. Man, this thing, it's just recently that I've been feeling confident like this, though.
Fair enough. I just look at it, and I think if this team stays anywhere near reasonably healthy, they're not going to lose this division. Like, they're going to win around 95 games. That's what I predicted at the beginning of the year. They got off to a slow start, and I think when we look at this season so far, it's really been, what, one bad week? Like, one bad stretch where they lost
against the Mets.
They lost that final game against the Marlins. They lost the three against the Mets, and then the first game of that series against Chicago. But they've bounced back in a real significant way. Where do you stand, Ray? Like, when you look at it after this weekend, do you think they're the clear favorite in the division?
I don't know about clear favorite. I'm kind of with you on the Mets a little bit, but I want to see what the Braves are going to look like when Acuña's coming back soon, right? I mean, they said late May. So I want to see, you know, I don't rule out the Braves just yet, but I'm not sold on the Mets.
Yeah, and the Braves are going to be back, like you said. They're going to get healthy.
Half back. They're not completely out of it.
No, and I mean, they got off to that terrible start,
too. Oh, my
too.
God, brutal.
And they made up a lot of ground there. But I just think what we've gotten to see now over the last week, 10 days or so, is what this team looks like when they're fully healthy, is you get Ranger Suarez back in the rotation.
That's the most encouraging thing right there.
That's
how
huge.
He pitched.
And then you get to move a guy like Taijuan Walker back to the bullpen. And hey, I mean, it's one outing. I'm not going to get overly carried away. But I don't know. I think Taijuan Walker is a guy you could get some use of back there. And you look at the minor league pitching coming up. You got Painter. You got Mick Abel. Whether you're converting some of those.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Guys, the bullpen arms, whether you move Ranger Suarez, I feel like the problems that the Phillies have, there's a pathway to them getting fixed a lot quicker than we may have thought like a week ago.
I think so, too. The case in point is Taiwan. We felt like Taiwan was a throwaway because he wasn't the starting pitcher we'd hoped for, but then you put him in the bullpen. His velocity comes up. He gets a little angry. He gets a little ticked off and pitches better. He looks, I feel so much, I don't know, like there's a safety net. Like there really is a plan beneath the plan that we've got some options that I didn't realize were available. And I know that Dave Dombrowski can go out and get some more help before this trade deadline in the bullpen. That was the biggest complaint that we had. We need bullpen help. It was outfielders and bullpen help, and now it feels like that bullpen help. They've been pitching better lately, but the Taiwan thing felt like a revelation, and it felt like, okay, maybe things really aren't as dark and stormy as they feel and look at times. And now this road trip, that was an incredible performance. I mean, we lost one game on the road. We come back, we should be feeling really good about the way things are ignited at this point. I think we're ready to go on a real run here.
And that's the way it feels. It feels like this team is starting to hit their stride a little bit.
Totally.
And I don't know. And
they understand now who they are. Remember when they were told no more daycare? And I do think it took a bit. And now we're a quarter of the way through the season. I guess it makes sense that they are more comfortable in this incarnation. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies have officially arrived. Let's get our star up to speed. But I do think we're almost there. We're almost where we need to be. And that feels pretty good because this is a talented team, as they should be. They're paid that way.
It is, absolutely. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, do you think after this road trip, the Phillies are the clear favorites in the division? And wanted to ask you guys as well, when you look at what's happened here in the start of the year, I think we all felt it, and we talked about it a lot, amongst the fan base, and there being like the lack of excitement that there's been in past years, maybe a little bit of a hangover. What do you think, Rhea? Do you think the team was feeling a little bit of that too?
They were feeling pressure.
That's kind of the sense that I get, is that maybe they felt the same kind of hangover from last year that we felt, and now they're settling into the rhythm of the season. I get that when you're hitting, things are going to look different, but just over the last week, 10 days, this just looks like a different team to me emotionally on the field and the energy they're playing with.
Well, and when you're led by Kyle Schwarber, I mean, that makes a huge difference. But, the thing to me is, like, the hitting is going to be hit or miss. You know, you've got Schwarber hitting two home runs and the rest of the team kind of pretty much did nothing. And although I will say that that Ortiz mm-hmm. is pretty good. That was a pretty good pitcher's duel. He threw one mistake. I thought it was interesting. The announcers on ESPN said that it came from the dugout not to throw that pitch anymore, that he threw to Schwarber and he didn't throw it the rest of the game. But Romano, if he can be reliable, I'm not saying lights out. It's a huge difference. And the word is he was tipping his pitches. And now they said they fixed it, I guess, but if he can be reliable – and you don't have to rely on Alvarado. You cannot overpitch Alvarado. There's a massive difference when you don't overpitch him.
Well, I think if there is one concern, that's what it would be, is like the depth of the bullpen. Like Romano looks a lot better now for sure. But
it's a huge deal that they figured out the problem.
Right. Your problem is when you have those kind of back end guys, the Tanner Bankses, the Carlos Hernandez. Yeah, like those guys you can't really rely on. That's why you need to rely on the Alvarados and the Strom so much. But I just look at where this team is right now. And again, Painter's going to be up at some point. Mick Abel, who knows? They've been talking about him for years. He's starting to look good at the minor league level. You bring some of these guys up, it just by nature, some of them are going to have to go to the bullpen. Yeah. because you have so much starting pitching, and it just feels like we're in a much better spot than we were like 2 weeks ago.
And Bryce still isn't, you know, being Bryce. That's what's impressive about it.
Yeah, and you know that's gonna come around at some point. Where's your faith at Bryce in this point, John?
Well, I can't believe he hasn't started being Bryce yet. That's frustrating. I know it's in there. I know it's imminent. I thought it was arriving on Saturday, and then we got another lull yesterday. I don't understand exactly what the impetus is, like what's going on. I know that as a competitor, he's going to figure this out, and he will be fine. Let's hope that the three quarters of a season that he provides make up for this, whatever you'd call it, trough. It was a trough of a first quarter for Bryce Harper.
And when you look at Bryce, though, this isn't that abnormal. Like, if you looked at his stats last year, they were similar. I mean, he was about the same spot at the start of May. He got going about, you know, like a week ago this time last
He's
year,
late.
Like around May 5th. He's a little late. He's a little late. But ultimately, I look at it more as a positive that you're able to do what you've been able to do without Bryce Harper being Bryce Harper, and you're in a really good spot. So you want to get in to start the show, 215-592-9494. Do you feel at this point the Phillies are the clear favorites in the NL East? Get into that. When we get back, it's a massive night for the Philadelphia 76ers. The shape of the franchise, direction of the franchise could be changed forever tonight. We'll get to that. We'll unveil our side topic today for a chance for you to win Post Malone tickets May 24th. So that's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera.
Face tats.
You have,
have you considered?
I have not.
The face tat?
Would you ever
not
get
it?
It is so bold. It is so bold. There is no way I could ever pull it off.
I saw him performing
but
with
Post
one
Malone
of the...
is so good. That he is able to pull it off.
He's performing that guy Jelly Roll. He's got face
tats.
He's
got tons of face tats too. Both those guys, they can pull that off. There's no way I can do it. Well, you might be able to, Tom.
I don't. Yeah.
We need to talk about Tom Kelly. The pat, like what made Tom? What made Tom Kelly, like the fights through high school, like, you know, the way that you had to battle.
I wasn't fighting a whole lot through high school, John. I don't know
Look
what you're
Tom.
Thinking.
I don't think Tom's a fighter.
Yeah, I'm not a fighter. I wouldn't have won many of those fights.
More like a lover. He's got like three kids.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.